Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. Katie McFarland, the Administration and Services Manager for the University of Victoria Student Society, speaks on how the reinstatement of the food bank in Free Store, the student hamper program, came to fruition after a multitude of student requests.
I guess.
So we had several students reach out specifically about the food hamper program or the food bank and asking when we were reopening. So we kind of put together this model that allowed for physical distancing.
McFarland states that during the period after the program was restarted, she has witnessed a rise in use by international families.
We do give folks the option of requesting a larger hamper if they are an international student, and an even larger one if they're an international family. And we've had the most international families come through since this program started. And I know our numbers have always been high with international students, like you said, but especially with CERB being inaccessible and generally having financial hardship, especially if you're not a domestic student, we've definitely seen an increase since COVID and since this program started.
An article published in the Martlet, UVic student-led newspaper, in spring of last year stated that 40% of the people who use the service are international students, while only 18% of the student body is international. Dipayan Neg, Director of International Student Relations, says that while international students are affected, the struggle for food stability applies to all students.
There are so many students, especially in this time, who were having this difficulty. There were people who reached out to me. There were people who reached out to Emily and other members of the board as well. It has been a known fact, and I think this is one of the information that was presented by the food bank themselves, that international students do use the food bank disproportionately more. Of course, there are many factors tied to this, one being the heightened fee. But it wasn't a specific issue for international students, but our student community as a whole.
Apart from heightened tuition rates and difficulties accessing government support, Nag considers the stigma surrounding using a service like the food bank a potential reason for the disproportionate use by international students.
Some people have a certain misconception that international students are well off. All of them, drive good cars, live in a good place. That's not true always. And this is one of the evidences that we see international students using the service more, because there is stigma associated around it, which it shouldn't be. However, the fact of the matter that it still is.
Nag credits advertising the service as one way to combat this stigma.
Well, one of the things that I have always been doing is letting people know that this service exists and that they should be using it if they need that help. And it, as any societal change, it takes a long time, but having this kind of slight push on people's back or getting them to notice this is, I think, will be small incremental changes bring out that eradication of that stigma. The food bank, one of the things that they do is advertise really well, that their services are confidential. And I think that helps a lot.
The food bank, which was created in 2004 as the emergency food access for students and later merged with the Free Store, relies on donations from the community in conjunction with sponsors to fill their shelves. Because of health restrictions due to COVID-19, that drop-off system has become less reliable. McFarland states that the program is currently receiving donations from the campus community garden, Cobb's Bread, as well as monetary donations and support from student fees. However, with reduced traffic on campus, student donations have decreased. Moving forward, UVic has announced that the spring term will be mostly online. With uncertainty in regards to how long social distancing mandates will last, McFarlane expressed a desire to keep serving the student body through this program.
We're looking at trying to do kind of a mix of the old style and this hamper program. We're currently trying to work on a way to have folks be able to come down to the food bank space and pick up their food hamper. It's just not a very big space, so it's a bit hard to physical distance in there. So I anticipate kind of running a hybrid program for the remainder of the fall and the spring as well.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.